This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Thank you for joining us on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Our number today and our number every day on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. If you have a comment, question about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to share what's going on in your life with this corona crazy time that we are all living in, this historic epic time on planet Earth. Really, on planet Earth. This is a planetary crisis. I don't know of any other time. I can't remember another time we had a planetary crisis that affected 100-plus countries, 160 countries. This is just absolute craziness. It's getting crazier by the day. I went to get a haircut yesterday, and I had to have my temperature taken, and I had to fill out a 5-page health questionnaire to get my temperature to get my haircut. Of course, I just said, you know what, I'm going to keep my hair longer. But this is the kind of stuff that we can expect. I was watching a commercial yesterday for Burger King. Burger King is testing all their employees, and they're very proud of that. They test all their employees and they're all for their temperature, and everybody wears masks. It's just all of this stuff is based on the fact that we don't understand how our bodies work. We don't understand science. We don't understand immunology. We don't understand nutrition. We don't understand pharmacy. We don't understand medicine. And we live in bodies that break down, and we live in bodies that have health challenges, and we live in a world that ultimately is going to impact how our biochemistry and our bodies show up. And we don't understand it. And so when somebody tells us we got to wear a mask, we say, of course, we're going to wear a mask. Somebody tells us we've got to social distance, we got to stay 6 feet apart from each other, we say, of course, we're going to stay 6 feet apart from each other. And if they say we're going to enforce this legally, then we say, of course, enforce it legally. In fact, we beg them to enforce it legally. I was talking a couple weeks ago about a post I was reading on Nextdoor, the website Nextdoor, which is like a Facebook for neighborhoods, Nextdoor.com. And there were people talking about how they want to talk to the governor, to have martial law, to make sure everybody wears their mask, not completely oblivious to the impact of government intrusion on these very intimate and personal and private aspects of our lives. It's because we don't ask questions and we don't understand how our bodies are put together. That's what this program is about, helping us all understand how our bodies are put together and helping us understand how to ask the right questions. 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Andy Frazier is going, we were supposed to talk to her last week. She's going to talk about our how to deal with our aging parents. I am personally dealing with that. My mom is, her mind is sharp as a tack, but her body is just falling apart. And Andy Frazier is going to talk to, she's the editor, by the way, of editor-in-chief of MyWorth LLC and the author of the book Financially Free, 11 Conversations to Have with Yourself about Life, Money, and Worth. And we'll talk about the pandemic's effect on taking care of aging parents. That'll come up at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll take your calls next segment if we have calls. I hope we have calls. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And don't forget to ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team. Love to have you as a member of the Bright Side Ben team. We can help you build your business. We can help you make money. We can help you understand how to use the longevity supplements for yourself, for your family, for your friends, and for your clients. Longevity is about making a difference. If you're the kind of person that wants to make a difference in people's lives, if you're the kind of person that understands the importance of service, and it is so important. Service is how we, serving others is how we address our own personal problems. When we serve others, we feel good about ourselves. If you're not feeling good about yourself, try helping somebody else. There's something that human beings, that we as human beings just love about helping people, about putting a smile on somebody else's face. Don't underestimate the importance of service and of helping others. We talked to Peter Sage a couple of days ago about that. Yesterday we talked to Dr. Alan Leica about the importance of helping others and about service. Longevity gives you an opportunity to do that and to make money while you're helping others and while you're serving. If that sounds good to you, for a one-time $30 fee, you can be in business for yourself. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, so I want to continue talking about my favorite longevity products. We talked about the Ultimate Niacin yesterday, and in addition to being extremely important for cellular health, for supporting cellular energy, niacin is also important for the heart. It's important for blood sugar. It can help lower cholesterol and blood triglycerides, blood fats, and it's also important for the immune system. Not a small thing in this corona crazy time that we're living in. You want to keep your niacin. You got to be a little bit careful with niacin, unless you're using the no-flush niacin, because the niacin flush can be a little unpleasant if you take too much niacin. Use no-flush niacin if that's the case. Longevity has a niacin, ultimate niacin product, ultimate niacin plus, I think they call it. They add some herbs in there. That is not a no-flush form, so if you are concerned about flushing, you're going to have to use niacinamide or a sustained-release, slow-release form. I like the sustained-release forms of niacin. And by the way, niacin is also important for digestive health, so if you're dealing with unexplained digestive health issues, you might want to consider the ultimate niacin from Longevity. My third favorite product, these are in no particular order, we talked about Fucoid Z, and then we talked about the ultimate niacin. My third product I want to tell you about is called I-26. And this is a very interesting egg protein powder that comes from chickens that have been given certain bacteria in order to induce the production of antibodies. This is kind of how vaccination works. The idea of vaccination is to give the body an antigen, that is a substance that stimulates or activates the immune system, and then the body makes antibodies, or our biochemistry, our immune cells make antibodies, our B cells make antibodies. I call antibodies heat-seeking missiles. They're not really heat-seeking, they're bacteria-seeking, and they specifically are targeted for specific microbes. So you'll have an antibody specific for staph. You'll have Staphylococcus aureus bacteria. You'll have an antibody specific for Streptococcus or bacteria. You'll have an antibody specific for coronavirus. This is what the new test is supposed to. They can't test for, you're hearing about testing now, and they can't test for coronavirus because they've never seen the coronavirus. There's nothing to test. But what they can test is for antibodies. These antibodies are supposed to indicate whether you've been infected. Now, of course, if you have an antibody, that doesn't mean you're symptomatic. That doesn't mean you have a problem. It means you've been infected, and now your body is fighting that virus. And whether or not that really matters is up for debate. Nonetheless, the idea of testing for antibodies is a tried and true way of testing for infections, because antibodies are secreted, are produced, and then secreted in response to infections. Well, by giving chickens infections, you can have them make antibodies. Chickens will make antibodies, and those antibodies will come out in the eggs, and then when you eat the eggs or the protein that comes from the eggs, you'll get the benefit of those antibodies. And as it turns out, some of those bacteria that the antibodies are fighting
are intestinal bacteria, and they affect the bacteria, they affect the intestine in a negative way. So you can actually support intestinal immunity and intestinal health by using I-26, which is egg protein powder from inoculated chickens. I'll tell you what, I'll continue that when I come back from our break. I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Lines are open for you. Andy Frazier coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back after this.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on on the Bright Side. Got lines open for you. 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls this segment. Andy Frazier is with us at the bottom of the hour, author of the book Financially Free, 11 Conversations to Have with Yourself About Life, Money, and Worth. And we are going to talk about taking care of your elderly parents during this coronavirus time, this crazy coronavirus time. Can this crisis create a strain on the care of your aging parents? Is Andy's pitch. We'll talk to you at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls this segment, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today or health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with. Before we went to break, we're talking about I-26, Immune 26. The I stands for Immune 26. I-26 is a longevity product. It's been out for a few years now. Technically, it's called Hyperimmune Egg. Hyperimmune because it's made from egg. It's made from chickens. There's egg that comes from chickens that have been immunized with various bacteria, staph bacteria and E. coli bacteria and salmonella bacteria and pseudomonas bacteria and Klebsiella bacteria and a whole bunch of different strep bacteria. Basically, the idea is you inject the chicken, inoculate the chicken with various bacteria. The chicken makes antibodies to that bacteria. And just sit with that for a second, that concept that when you get back, when an animal, a human or a chicken, gets bacteria, gets an invader gets into the system, the body, whether it's a chicken body or a human body or a dog body or a cat body, it's amazing, really. The bodies of animals, including humans, will make antibodies to fight those bacteria. That's an amazing aspect of the immune system. We need to be honoring that aspect of the immune system. Nobody talks about the immune system. The CDC isn't talking about building the immune system or strengthening the immune system. Your doctors aren't talking about strengthening the immune system. They're telling you to go hide in your house and wear masks because we as a culture don't appreciate or honor how our bodies work. And it should come as no surprise, if you're listening to this program, that even the medical model does not understand how to honor the way the body works. In any case, you give the eggs these bacteria, or the chickens these bacteria, and then when they lay their eggs, those antibodies come out in the egg, especially in the egg protein. And by extracting the egg protein, you can actually take advantage of those antibodies that the chicken has made, and this is called hyperimmune egg powder. Now, I should also tell you that the egg powder is protein, so you're going to get some protein from your I-26, but you'll also get these antibodies, and this can be very helpful for various health challenges, especially health challenges that involve the immune system, especially health challenges that involve the digestive system. And I-26 hyperimmune egg is used to treat diarrhea. It's used for osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, elevated cholesterol, and just general, and just as a way to generally stimulate the immune system. Now, it's true it's being marketed as a digestive health supplement, but it's an overall immune-boosting supplement, the I-26. Plus, it's a great source of protein, and of course, it meets my criteria, my personal criteria for assessing the value of nutritional supplement, multifunctionality and non-toxicity. Those are the two most important criteria that I use when I'm assessing how important or how valuable a nutritional supplement is. Is it multifunctional and is it non-toxic? Between multifunctionality and non-toxicity, you have the two most important ways of assessing how powerful and important a nutritional supplement can be. I-26 meets both those standards. It's multifunctional, number one. It's non-toxic, number two. I-26 hyperimmune egg from Longevity. And that's my third, in addition to Z Radical and Fucoid Z and Ultimate Niacin. That's my third of my top 10 favorite Longevity products. And on our next Brightside episode, we'll get to number four. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Hang tight. We'll get to you. Let me see if I want to read this story. I've been really excited about melatonin lately. You guys, I'm sure, all know about melatonin as a sleep supplement or sleep aid, if you will. It's not a supplement, but a sleep aid. But one of the most interesting aspects of melatonin, again, multifunctional, non-toxic and multifunctional, one of the neatest aspects of melatonin is its skin health benefits. Melatonin is great for your skin. Melatonin is also a super powerful antioxidant. In fact, it evolved with cells as cells were becoming used to getting to dealing with oxygen. Billions of years ago, cells didn't used to have to process oxygen. So the cells that didn't process oxygen were the main life, were the major life form on the planet up until about 2.5 to 3 billion years ago. Right around then, we got oxygen. Cells figured out how to utilize oxygen. There's an interesting story there. Nonetheless, when they figured out how to utilize oxygen, now all of a sudden they had to deal with antioxidation because oxygen is a has a double-edged sword. Obviously, it's good for fuel. It's important for fueling or creating energy. But also, oxygen can create oxidation reactions and cause problems. So nature had to devise an antioxidant system, and one of the first of the antioxidants that evolved with cells as they became aerobic, that is, as they developed the ability to utilize oxygen, was melatonin. And that was its first, and that was its first role. Now today we know melatonin is important for sleep, but it also turns out that melatonin can be applied topically to improve the appearance as well as the function of aging skin. How do you like that? Crush up a melatonin tablet and put it in your favorite cream or lotion and use it as a night treatment. And make sure you're using melatonin orally. 3 to 6 milligrams. It's not just for sleep, by the way. And for that matter, it's not just for skin. It's wonderfully anti-aging. And melatonin is also related to the daytime stress management hormone, serotonin. In fact, melatonin gets turned into serotonin, and serotonin gets turned into melatonin. 3 to 6 milligrams a day of melatonin, a night of melatonin, you want to take it at night, is a good place to be. And it's always probably a good idea to take days off from your melatonin. Melatonin is not really a nutrient. It's a hormone. And one of the risks that you run when you take oral melatonin exogenously is your body will make less of its own. So skipping days, even a couple days, or 3 days, or even a week at a time is probably not a bad idea. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Phil in California and say good morning. What is up, Phil? Oh, I just lost Phil. I'm not sure what happened to Phil. All right, Phil, call back. I don't know where you went there. I think we talked to Phil yesterday. There's also, by the way, melatonin is not just a nutritional a supplement. You can actually get melatonin by eating certain foods. How do you like that? Who knew that melatonin is also found in foods? Being a makes sense because it's a natural chemical. It's made in the body, so it makes sense that melatonin would be found in foods. Cherries are one of nature's best sources of melatonin, especially sour cherries are one of nature's best sources of melatonin. You also find melatonin in bananas, and that might be one of the reasons why bananas have a reputation for being a sleep-inducing food. Oats are also a good source of melatonin. Tomatoes are not only a good source of melatonin, but they also have potassium in them. They also have vitamin C in them. They also have B vitamins in them. Tomatoes are one of the all-time great nutritional foods. Everybody likes tomatoes, but some people can't use tomatoes. Tomatoes are nightshade vegetables. If you have arthritis, particularly, or any autoimmune disease, you may want to be a little bit careful about using tomatoes. So melatonin is not just found in nutritional supplements. It's also found in foods. Oats, bananas, cherries, tomatoes. Also pineapples are a good source of natural food melatonin. All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We got Andy Frazier coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk about taking care of your aging parents during the COVID-19 crisis. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First-time jobless claims coming in at just under 3 million last week, according to the Federal Labor Department. The president was speaking just before the release of those numbers about various ways to reboot the economy in the face of this much adversity. He's advocating, among other things, a payroll tax cut.
It's very easy to administer, and I'd like it for both the small companies, you know, et cetera, and the people, because it's a double. It's a company tax, it's also for the people, the worker.
A recently demoted government doctor, Rick Bright, is warning Congress today in testimony that, in his words, we could face the darkest winter in modern history unless there is clear planning and implementation to limit COVID-19. Bright is doing everything he can to get his job back as head of the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, saying he was reassigned after not supporting some of President Trump's claims. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
More now on the coronavirus with some of the latest developments. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The World Health Organization's Dr. Michael Ryan says the effort to find a vaccine goes on in labs around the world. But he also cautions,
this virus may become just another endemic virus in our communities. And this virus may never go away. HIV has not gone away, but we've come to terms with the virus, and we have found the therapies, and we've found the prevention methods.
In their daily tally, Johns Hopkins University reports that the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus pandemic now stands at more than 84,100 people. That's roughly 29% of the world's total. Officials expect the actual number to be much higher.
More severe weather is headed to the central United States today, as last night's severe storms brought hail and damaging winds to parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. And another round of such weather is expected today in that region. And then tomorrow, Friday, the threat of severe storms will be moving into the Northeast. Sales of pajamas are up. Sales of bras are down as millions work from home amid coronavirus restrictions. Adobe Analytics finding the prices for clothing fell by 12% over the last month. That helped lead to a 34% boost in sales. Pajamas the big winner, with online sales jumping over 140%. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 at brightsideben.com. We have all 9 years of archived programs, 9 years of daily archived programs at brightsideben.com. That's a lot of good health information, folks. We also have a search engine up at benfuchsarchives.com, and all the longevity products, as well as blog posts, news stories, and videos at criticalhealthnews.com and pharmacistben.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK, and thank you to Robert
and Jaunty here in the USA for setting those up. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, all created in my compounding pharmacy to heal wounds. And as it turns out, no surprise, when you heal a wound topically, you beautify the skin, and all our Truth Treatments are designed to heal wounds as well as beautify the skin. Check them all out at truthtreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. All right. I am looking forward to our guest. Andy Frazier is the CEO and editor-in-chief of MyWorth LLC and author of the book Financially Free, 11 Conversations to Have with Yourself About Life, Money, and Worth. And we're going to talk about taking care of your aging parents in this crazy, corona-crazy time that we're living in. Please welcome to the bright side, Andy Frazier. Hello there, Andy.
Hey, how are you?
Nice to talk to you. Sorry we didn't get together last week, but I'm glad you came back. And I am excited to talk about aging parents because I have one, an aging mom, and she's falling apart. Her mind is great, her brain is great, but her body is just deteriorating, and it's terrible. And she's been stuck in the house for over two months. So tell us a little bit about what are the specific problems that the elderly face during this time? Then let's get into some solutions.
Well, certainly, I think depending on where your aging parents are located, if they're in your home, then that presents itself with a lot of different issues, trying to make sure that they are okay while you also might be at home. You might even have children still in the house, and so there's a lot of people in the house at one time, and that's certainly kind of hard to manage everybody's expectations and really their emotional state and anxiety during all of this crisis. If they're in a facility, and whether it's an assisted living facility or a nursing facility, certainly that presents a whole new realm of challenges, considering most of us aren't able to go and visit them like we were able to before. And so really making sure that they are feeling supported, even if you physically can't be there, is certainly critical during this time.
How about when your parents are living alone, but they're far away from you?
You know, my parents don't live near me. They are in their early 70s, and they're still very active. But certainly I have been concerned because they're in a state that's opening up where I'm in a state that's not opening yet. And, you know, I've been really encouraging them to take the necessary precautions and to be careful. But trying to tell your parents what to do is not always an easy thing to do. But just encouraging them to be safe and do all of the things that the healthcare professionals are advising us is really important right now so that they can protect themselves from getting sick. In addition, making sure that you understand where their important documents are, where their, you know, living will, for example, might be, where their advance directives, those kinds of documentation is good for you to know in case something happens and they are, you know, in the hospital and can't give you that information.
Do you suggest people, if they don't have a living will, that they do one, older folks?
And absolutely. I think younger and older. I think it's always a good idea to have one. You know, we've seen so many people go into the hospital and have to be incubated and be on ventilators. And certainly, you know, once you're on a ventilator, there is a chance that you might not come off of that ventilator. And so I think regardless of your age, having a living will that just outlines what your wishes are and the care you'd like to receive or not receive just gives everybody, both the healthcare professionals and your family, an understanding about what you would like to see have happen.
How about and that's one thing to help your elderly parents, but how do you help the caregivers? Because it's a burden on the kids. You know, it's hard for your elderly parents, but there's a burden that the caregivers are going through too, right?
You know, I think this is such an important topic. We sometimes don't think about making sure that we are in really good communication with those that are caring for our parents, especially if they are in a facility where they're getting care outside of the home. You know, making sure you're talking with the caregivers. They're with your parents every day, day in and day out. They may know more about their day-to-day schedule and what their moods are than maybe even you do at this point. And so just asking them how best you can support them. Is there any specific way that they feel like would be good for you to talk with your parents about what is going on? I think that having good communication with those caregivers really can ease the impact of the anxiety that you might have on your parents. And they may have some great suggestions, and they can let you know what they need from you and how best you can be supportive during this time.
Do you have like a step-by-step protocol for getting personal data and bank records and all the paperwork that the parents may have accrued over decades, really, if they haven't done it themselves?
Yeah, I think, first of all, there's, you know, a list of documents that we provide at myworthfinance.com that you can get to really understand what documents you really need. But a lot of people will think about those paper documents, you know, having a life insurance policy or having a will or maybe some investment statements. But I think it's also important to not forget those online accounts that it maybe have been created and making sure you have usernames and passwords and that you have all the necessary information to verify who you are so that if something happens, and you can also get into those accounts and help them manage whatever might be going on there. And if you aren't comfortable giving that to somebody else and you're creating it for yourself, at least have that documented somewhere where somebody knows where it is in the event that you are unable to, you know, let them know about those things so that they can get their hands on it. And that should also be coupled with a durable power of attorney. If you want somebody else to be making healthcare or financial decisions on your behalf, you would need to have a durable power of attorney for them so that they can make those changes and access that information.
Do you work with the children, or do you work with the parents themselves? Do you help the parent, you personally, do you help the parents, help the children, help them kind of thing? You know what I'm saying? I mean, or do you just work with the kids?
Well, you know, I think you start off maybe working with one or the other, but I really love whenever there's the opportunity to have everybody in the same room together, because having that open line of communication so that the parents can really communicate what their wishes are and what their desires are and where they need support, but also having the kids there to be able to ask questions and kind of serve as a more of a neutral third party that can help facilitate that conversation. It makes it a lot easier than having someone like myself be a go-between, which you can do, but if everybody's in the same room, it gives you an opportunity to clear up any misunderstandings right there on the spot.
So you're talking today about parents and about kids, helping their parents deal with financial issues and helping the parents somehow plan for the future. But your expertise is in something called behavioral finance. That's so intriguing to me. Behavioral finance, right? It seems like those are two separate, completely separate ontological categories, behavior and finance. But what exactly does it mean, behavioral finance?
Well, you know, behavioral finance has actually been around for a while. When I got started in the financial industry back in the 90s, I heard about this and started doing a lot of research and reading, and now it's become a little bit more ubiquitous. We're hearing more and more about it. But it is really the study of how we behave around money. I'm a firm believer that money is not math, that we attribute a lot of other characteristics to money, and so we have to be able to look at that when we're making financial decisions.
I want to dive into that because I think that's a very important and fascinating topic. Hang on. We got to take a break.
Okay.
Andy. We're talking to Andy Frazier, author of the book Financially Free, 11 Conversations to Have with Yourself About Life, Money, and Worth. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue our discussion with Andy Frazier on The Bright Side right after this break. Don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. 855-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we're talking to Andy Frazier. Andy, before we went to break, we were talking about behavioral finance, which is very intriguing. A couple of words there, put together, behavioral finance. What exactly does it mean? And then that's your book is actually about that too, isn't it?
Yeah, I definitely touch on behavioral finance in the book, and I try to not have it be so academic, but really apply it to everyday life throughout that. I think behavioral finance is really interesting. It's really looking at how people behave around money. And what's interesting is a lot of the things that behavioral finance talks are things that we, you know, operate inside of every day, even outside of our financial conversations. One I'm seeing really everywhere is confirmation bias, where when we have confirmation bias, we have a belief and we look for evidence to support our belief and discount anything that might contradict our belief. And so if you've been on Facebook lately or any of the social medias lately, you can see confirmation bias pervasive pretty much everywhere, where people are really seeking out information that supports what they already believe. And that can be dangerous if you start to really not look at opposing viewpoints.
You know, I think about confirmation bias a lot, and I sometimes wonder, how do you not have confirmation bias? Because to not have confirmation bias means you have to listen to everything and not have an opinion, really. Because if you have an opinion, you're automatically going to look for things that confirm it, no?
Well, I think the very first thing is just to be aware that you may be operating inside of confirmation bias. I don't know that everybody's aware that they're doing that. And so when you start to only seek out information or only become friends with people that believe what you believe or only go to news media that says what you already believe, then you are really not allowing yourself to see other viewpoints. And so you may not be able to get everything, but I think encouraging people to open up and see the other side gives them a little bit more perspective to evaluate what they're hearing and seeing.
But it's not just see the other side, it's actually like listen to the other side or be with the other side in a way. It's not just to see it, because you can always see it and still have confirmation bias, but you're saying I think you have to actually be part of the other side, no?
Yeah, be, you know, see the other side, but not be listening or reading material with the frame of reference that you're going to prove that they're wrong and you're right. You have to kind of be able to read and hear and say, I'm not going to try to prove this is wrong. I'm going to be open to how might I apply this to my life, and is there some truth in there? Is there something I could learn from this other viewpoint?
So how does that play into behavioral finance?
So even when it comes to money, when people are operating inside of confirmation bias, you know, if you grew up believing that you needed to save, you know, religiously, and you needed to make sure you always had a lot of money, you may always be looking for, you know, investment advice or financial advice that really supports that belief. And you might, as an example, not choose to take some measured risk, which allows you to be able to grow your wealth and beat inflation. So it's just about recognizing that the beliefs that we grew up with can influence our ability to make decisions as adults, and it's okay to challenge those beliefs and really determine if they're right for you at the stage you're in now.
You say okay to challenge those beliefs, but isn't it a must if you want to have an effective life and make good decisions to challenge your beliefs? Isn't that you have to challenge beliefs? No?
I think it's always a smart thing to do so. First of all, you might find that, okay, my beliefs are right and I, you know, I want to keep moving with them, but at least you're analyzing it from a logical viewpoint rather than just doubling down that it, only your belief is the way to go.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the book. Very unusual, very interesting way that you put it together. It's 11 conversations with different women about their emotional and behavioral kinds of things around dealing with money. Tell us a little bit about the book, and also tell us a little bit about who would benefit from it or who should buy the book.
So the book I wrote with a real strong intention that it wouldn't be a how-to book. I know there's a lot of how-to books out there, and what I wanted to do is kind of take the conversation in a different direction and actually talk about some of the things that you need to have in terms of conversation with yourself first before you start to get into action so that you can get into action and actually have results. So the first part of the book really talks about your mindset, your beliefs about money, what are your values and goals, how were you raised, and is that something that you've taken the time to really identify, and it's, is it a pattern you want to continue or not? And then the second part of the book starts to outline some conversations to have with yourself around the five financial components: cash flow, protection, savings, growth, and debt, thinking about love and money and how to have relationship conversations, and even how to think about your legacy and teaching your children about money.
And then what do you mean by maxim when you talk about maxim in the book?
So a maxim is a story that we tell ourselves about money. And really, it could be beyond money. It could be a story we tell ourselves about ourselves. And so I talk in the book about a woman that I met early on in my career. Her name was Sally, and her money maxim was, I am inadequate, I am unworthy. And that maxim was playing forward in a lot of areas of her life, but specifically when it came to money. And so therefore she knew she needed to get out of debt and save money, but yet this feeling of being inadequate or unworthy kept her in this kind of spending spiral and was preventing her from really achieving the goals that she really wanted to in life.
What is the link between self-worth and self-esteem and money problems?
You know, I think a lot of people think that having money means you'll have a greater sense of self-worth. And what I find is that really it's the opposite that's true, that your self-worth and how you feel about yourself has a direct correlation to how you interact with money. And if you really have a strong sense of self-worth, then you will make different decisions with regards to your money. Whereas if it's the opposite is true and you feel like that what you have and the items, the things you have are really dictating your self-worth, you can get caught in making really poor decisions that way.
Now, what are the, I want a couple questions here. First of all, what are the four critical components of financial health? And then secondly, I want to talk a little bit about the gender difference between men and women when it comes to finances and when it comes to money. So first of all, four critical components of your financial health.
I think, first of all, making sure that you understand what your cash flow is. You know, wealth is created in the in-between of cash coming in and cash going out. So understanding your cash flow, certainly looking at what you have in terms of protection elements. You know, if you grow wealth and you haven't already protected it, then it's always subject to loss. And I find people don't like loss. And then looking at your savings elements, which consist of a Liberty Fund, your retirement plans, and then where you are able to grow money and invest for the future. And that also might include real estate or business opportunities.
Where do you suggest people put extra money? Is it in the same traditional places like bonds in the stock market, or is there different places to put it in the specific time that we're going through?
Well, I will tell you that I think that the number one question you should ask is you should be looking at the order in which you're making decisions. You know, right now, especially after 2008, right now what we're dealing with this crisis, I am still amazed that so many people don't have even $400 to cover an emergency expense. 40% of Americans don't have $400 to cover an emergency expense. So before you start thinking about retirement and investing, you need to make sure you have what I call a Liberty Fund, which is 6 months worth of living expenses saved so that if a crisis does occur, you have some money that you can draw on to help you get through that crisis. And so the order in which you make decisions is as important as where you put your money.
Where should that 6 months' worth of savings be? Just in a savings account kind of thing? Or is there something special?
Yes, in a savings account. And it might be something, you know, I talk to a lot of people about their behavior, so I think it is a very individual conversation in terms of accessibility to that savings account. If you find yourself as a spontaneous spender, you might not want to have that 6 months' worth of living expenses in something that's easily accessible. You might want to put it in maybe a money market account or something that might take a few days to get it, or you might need to have a check from that money market in order to be able to access that fund. So you have to understand your behavior around money to really determine whether it's a traditional savings account or a money market account or a reservoir account, CD, as an example.
Real quick in our last minute, is there a gender difference in how women and men should take care of their money? Is it the same? Or is it the same way?
Certainly, I think that, you know, boys are taught about money differently than girls, and we're seeing that kind of evolve as they grow into adults. I think that women tend to be a lot more concerned around security and be more measured in their decisions, which is a good thing because they stay more consistent with them, whereas I find men kind of jump around a little bit more looking for the next big thing. I also think that women have some unusual circumstances they have to take particularly care to address, like they traditionally live longer than their male counterparts. They also might be caring physically, not just financially, for elderly parents, and they also are more concerned with leaving a legacy for their family. So those things combined really do present women with some unique challenges that they must address.
Thank you so much, Andi. If people want to work with you individually, do you take on individual clients?
I do occasionally, so they can find me at andifrazier.com, or they can also check out myworthfinance.com, where we have a lot of information that they can read and really learn about money.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side, Andi Frazier of myworthfinance.com. The book is Financially Free, 11 Conversations to Have with Yourself About Life, Money, and Worth. Thanks, Andi. Have a beautiful day, and thanks for being a part of The Bright Side. Appreciate it. That's Andi Frazier, myworthfinance.com, myworthfinance.com. Thank you for listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day, folks. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.